Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the World News. The headlines. Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit to begin in Tianjin, China, tomorrow with presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Russian President Vladimir Putin and other world leaders. Prime Minister Modi reaffirms India's consistent position for peaceful settlement of Russia-Ukraine conflict in a telephonic conversation with President Zelensky. Ukrainian president dismisses European leaders' buffer zone peace proposal, calling it unrealistic. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expresses concern over escalating violence in Sudan. And Thailand's cabinet appoints Deputy Prime Minister Phumthom Vichayachai as acting Prime Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Tianjin in China on the second leg of his two-nation visit. The Prime Minister will participate in the 25th summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization beginning tomorrow. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit reports, Mr. Modi along with other leaders will deliberate on issues such as regional security, connectivity, sustainable development and global cooperation. More than 20 heads of state and 10 leaders of international organizations are expected to attend the summit. Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin are among the prominent participants. More from our correspondent.
From the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's arrival at Tianjin Airport to his journey to the hotel, the atmosphere was charged with warmth and excitement. People appeared overjoyed to catch a glimpse of the Prime Minister. Chinese women artists trained in Indian classical music by renowned Indian musicians presented a soulful Bande Mataram song on sitar, santoor and tabla. In addition, Chinese dancers performed graceful and well-coordinated recitals of Bharatanatyam, Odissi and Kathak, leaving the audience mesmerized. The rich colors of Indian culture on display made the Prime Minister's welcome truly unforgettable. During the two-day summit, Prime Minister Modi will take part in deliberations on critical issues including regional security, connectivity, sustainable development and cooperation among member states. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Tianjin.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi concluded his two-day visit to Japan. After attending the 15th India-Japan annual summit yesterday, Prime Minister Modi met with the governors of 16 prefectures in Tokyo today. The Prime Minister highlighted the potential of the state's prefectures' collaboration and urged action under the State Prefecture Partnership Initiative launched during the 15th annual summit for shared progress. Following the talks, Prime Minister Modi and his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba reached Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture by Shinkansen bullet train and visited the Tokyo Electron Factory, a major manufacturer of semiconductor production equipment. The Prime Minister gifted stone bowl set with silver chopsticks to Mr. Ishiba and a pashmina shawl in a papier-mâché box to his wife. More from our correspondent.
In a major diplomatic and economic breakthrough, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Japan Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba unveiled a bold strategic blueprint to redefine India-Japan ties over the next decade, with far-reaching agreement across key sectors. At the heart of the outcomes was the India-Japan joint vision for the next decade, a 10-year strategic framework identifying 8 priority areas. Among the most notable economic announcements was Japan's commitment of 10 trillion yen in private investments in India over the next decade. The two leaders also signed a joint declaration on security cooperation. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Tokyo.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. More from our correspondent.
During the call, President Zelensky shared his perspective on the recent developments related to Ukraine. Mr. Modi thanked President Zelensky and reaffirmed India's steadfast and consistent position for peaceful settlement of the conflict and support for efforts aimed at the earliest restoration of peace. Mr. Modi further reiterated India's commitment to extend all possible support in this regard. The leaders also reviewed progress in the India-Ukraine bilateral partnership and discussed ways to further enhance cooperation in all areas of mutual interest. They agreed to remain in touch. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today talked with Finland's Foreign Minister Elina Valtonen about the Ukraine conflict and its ramifications. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that their discussions centered that India should not be unfairly targeted in the context of the Ukraine conflict. He added that India has always advocated dialogue and diplomacy. Adarsh for World News.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has dismissed the proposed 40-kilometer buffer zone between Russian and Ukrainian forces as unrealistic and a de facto surrender of territory. European leaders introduced the idea as part of a broader peace plan aiming to de-escalate the conflict. Zelensky argued that modern warfare, especially drone capabilities, already creates a natural 10-kilometer dead zone, rendering the proposal obsolete. While Moscow has shown conditional support, Kiev remains firm that any peace deal must include a full Russian withdrawal. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the World News. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said GDP growth rate of 7.8% will have a positive impact on India's energy consumption. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Puri noted that India's energy consumption is three times higher than the global number and the government is taking multiple steps to meet this demand by strengthening refining capacity and transitioning to green sustainable energy. He added that India's $4.3 trillion economy and a surging GDP growth rate is a reply in itself to questions being raised over its economic health.
7.8% was the rate of growth of GDP in the last quarter. Aur uske pehle wale quarter mein 7.4% thi. If you look at the overall activity, duniya ki energy consumption jo bhi hai, Bharat ki energy consumption usse teen guna zyada hai.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed alarm over the escalating violence in Sudan's North Darfur, condemning relentless attacks by the rapid support forces on Al-Fashir. His spokesman said in a statement yesterday that Al-Fashir has been under a tightening siege for more than 500 days, with hundreds of thousands of civilians trapped in the area. He said the Secretary General is alarmed at the grave risks of serious violations of international humanitarian law, as well as violations and abuses of international human rights law, including ethnically motivated ones. Thailand's cabinet has appointed Deputy Prime Minister Phumtham Vichayachai as acting Prime Minister following a constitutional court ruling that removed Phetongtharn Shinawatra from office. The decision announced by Minister Chusak Sirinil after a special cabinet meeting also saw Promin Lertsuridej named PM's Secretary General. The World Health Organization, WHO, has raised alarm over a sharp rise in global cholera outbreaks driven by conflict, poverty and climate-related disasters. From January to mid-August this year, over 409,000 cases and more than 4,700 deaths were reported across 31 countries. In six countries, fatality rates exceeded 1%. The Eastern Mediterranean region reported the highest number of cases, while the African region saw the most deaths. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit to begin in Tianjin, China tomorrow with the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Russian President Vladimir Putin and other world leaders. Prime Minister Modi reaffirms India's consistent position for peaceful settlement of Russia-Ukraine conflict in a telephonic conversation with President Zelensky. Ukrainian president dismisses European leaders' buffer zone peace proposal, calling it unrealistic. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expresses concern over escalating violence in Sudan. And Thailand's cabinet appoints Deputy Prime Minister Phumtham Vichayachai as acting Prime Minister. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.